Jim Veninga stepped down as dean of UW-Marathon County so he could spend more time with his passion, teaching religious studies in the classroom. In a newspaper column published this week in the Wausau Daily Herald, Veninga says we can all be taught a lesson by the recent events in Norway.
This tragedy pointed out the fact radical fundamentalism can be homegrown. You see these movements not just in Islam, but you see it in Judaism, and you see it in Christianity, and in Hinduism, and in other religions as well.
Veninga says that violent fundamentalists, whether they're Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or Jewish, are all threatened by the 21st century.
Rejection of values related to the modern world, the impact of pluralism, of globalization, of multiculturalism, the emphasis on equality and tolerance. Many of the things that we associate with modern secular states seem to be a threat.
Veninga says religious extremism can be overcome by building bridges through education, through politics, and through religion itself.
Faith communities reach out to each other to try to understand each other. So that would mean an increase in, you know, Christian-Muslim dialogue, Jewish-Christian dialogue. It means churches meeting with mosques.
Jim Veninga says most of the response has been positive since the opinion piece was published. The former dean wrote the article with his daughter Jennifer, who is an assistant professor of religion at St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.